It's November 14th, 2016. It's almost 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was just reading over some notes, and one thing that came up in the text that I have actually thought about a few times over the last few months was a writing that I had authored in 1975, when I was stationed at the Santa Ana Marine Corps Air Station, and I had simply named it Change. And I remember part of what I described in that writing was how I would observe characteristics and attributes and temperaments in other people. And I would recognize a value. And so I would work to incorporate and embody that characteristic or behavior or attribute or a temperament into my own. And without knowing the, no, being aware of what I was doing, but not really having a phrase, and understanding the true potential that represented at that time, which later, I believe, led to the phrase, or concept of the bridge function, and more especially to the essence of being is becoming. So, at the same time that I was observing and embodying, attempting to incorporate some of these characteristics and behaviors, perspectives even, into myself, into my own presence through embodiment, I also recognized within myself certain attributes that I didn't really care for that much. And so I began to purge or to cast off some of these characteristics or attributes, or perhaps even temperaments. So that, again, kind of led much later during my formulations to the concept of the bridge function at the microcosmic level of we're constantly reinventing ourselves, or at least we have the potential, we have the capacity to constantly reinvent ourselves, to recreate ourselves anew. And therefore, the saying, the essence of being is becoming. But I remembered something else about that writing, and I've not been able to locate it. That's why I'm trying to capture some quick notes about it. The other thing I remember speaking of was the feeling of being in the becoming process of being a false personage. And what I mean by that is, as you grow and develop and evolve as an individual, sometimes you can feel that you're being fake, and sometimes others can actually call you on it, meaning, they will recognize a shift or difference in your perspectives or your behaviors or your character. And, they'll kind of call you out and say, "Well, why are you trying to be this way? That's not you. That's not the way, that's not the person I've known in the past." One example of that would be telling lies. It's if you, adopted a new character trait and no longer told lies, someone else, someone who had known you would say, this isn't, who is this? I don't know this person. And in, I think later, part of this led to the concept of the imposition of expectation. When you're working, when you have that passion to grow and to evolve as an individual, there are always those who will be, how can I say that? It's they have the expectation of you being the person that you were yesterday, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. And in some respects, perhaps, you're not recognizable to them. And they basically try to reposition you into the person that you once was to them, that you once were to them. So it can be, there can be additional layers or additional aspects of challenge when you're trying to grow and evolve and trying to recreate yourself anew into the person that you wish to become. And it's almost like being haunted by ghosts, and in some respects, ghosts of your past self. And in some respects, this haunting can be presented to you by others who who knew that person of your past and expect you to be that same person today that you were to them then. And I think this is also related to the concept of the crustacean. When it grows, it has to slough off its shell in order to make room for that growth. And I sort of see that, or I can understand the connection of that physical growth as it connects to our spiritual character growth, that we have to sort of slough that old person off, that old way of looking, our mental maps, our instruments, our thought instruments, the way that we looked at the world, the way we saw the world, and our role in it. We have to sort of discard some of that, slough that off in order to make room for our personal growth, our personal evolutionary process. And there was even a segment within that crustacean analogy that spoke about how the essence of that entity is actually conserved in the entity that it becomes. And that's how I feel. This comes, I think it's also related to the natural form, the conditioned form, and the emergent form, that we, in some respects, leave behind the natural form because of our experiences, because of our personal growth, because of our awakenings, because of our awakening awareness. And some of that is through conditioning of our environment. Some of it is through the conditioning of others, both those who challenge us, those who oppose us, and those who mentor us in all respects. And out of that, we emerge. The essence of being is becoming. So I guess the reason I really wanted to grab these specific notes about this topic is because although in some written notes I was reading, I had addressed the concept of acting as a beacon to others, as others had acted for me. Teach best by example, learn best through experience. I had experienced and observed these characteristics in others, and I saw value in them, so I wanted to embody them within myself. And that, of course, took personal growth and an evolutionary process within myself. And then I also observed, or was it, or even it was pointed out to me by others, that there were characteristics, temperament, perspectives that were a detriment to my character and to those around me through, see, how does that go? The principles and priorities our lives revolve around, and so it's not just in the experiences that we have, but into the experiences, the examples that we radiate into the world around us. So I had, my passion became my project that I was projecting into the future was to purge some of those, to cast some of those old ways off and replace them with what I saw to be value added of characteristics and perspectives and temperament. But I also wanted to capture the concept, which I didn't see written in the notes that I was reading, about feeling, about the feeling of being a false person, a false personage during those transitions. And of course, later I came to recognize that was just a natural part of that transition process. But at the time, it was a struggle. And the one thing that benefited me during that time was that I was away from all my anchors. I was free to explore. And what I mean by that is I had just joined the service. And so all the people who had that I had been around for all the years before, who knew me as I was separated from them. And so because I wasn't really being defined by my old characters, who I had been, I had plenty of room to grow. I could much more easily reinvent myself and recreate myself, and that's part of the process that I went through. Although, I still struggled with the ghosts of my past self, even though I was away from everyone who was tied to or connected to that past self that I was in the process of purging some of, but I was bringing the best of the essence of that individual, that entity, into the person that I was becoming. That was what I was working to do. I know it's kind of bumpy, but that's about the best I can explain it. Well, I think that's enough on that topic for now. Signing off.